ola zo ta drowa namga ta ta nyambe simjin tamje je tondo dobe sanje je gomba rambo je drobar sa te yi che to tambe chula cho san gong sun je sunbar sa wo nyambe samba san jun cho to tog je vongon to tanda samba shi.
So Rinpoche urges us here at the beginning then to give rise to the enlightening mind, the loving mind, and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating on them. This for the purpose of giving this for the purpose of attaining enlightenment, and that for the purpose then of benefiting sentient beings vast like the sky.
Jumtin som jun dor ten ban nam ya chu je bar che ba te me du so pe goi go ni ten ban le kam der nam ya chu ye je bar che pa le go ba ta de ma jur ve ton te ma da ba kap sun jur wa me jo den dor du yu se de ta ta da ma da ta pe ne kam nan jur wa me so te yu ge.
So, from the graduated teachings of the Dharma, Rinpoche is teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. That text then is presented in terms of seven Vajra points. Of those seven Vajra points, he is presently discussing the fourth one of those, that of the basic constituent, or the Buddha nature. In that fourth point then, the presentation is first in brief, by means of explaining the three reasons why all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. Next comes the expanded presentation in the form of 10 headings under which the Buddha nature is discussed. Thirdly, then comes the 9 examples where the relationship between the Buddha nature and the defiling stains is discussed. Of those 10 points in the second part, then, he is presently discussing the 9th point, which is the constant inalterability or unchangeability of the Buddha nature in the 3 phases. This morning he spoke about then how the Buddha nature remains unchanging in the impure phase, that is, in ordinary beings. And so now, this afternoon, he's going to speak about the impure and pure phase in which the Buddha nature remains unchanging, that is the phase of the Bodhisattvas.
Ta mada tabe ne ka sunjwa me chote karasana de gombang ka mada lan thombang ka taba ten te papa sanju simba chore papa sanju simba ne ka suyang ten de hi ni bu ngol lan jwa me ka ten bare.
So the reason that the phase is called impure and pure, or pure and impure, is because then the path, the defiling stains to be given up on the path of seeing have been done so, so the path of seeing is pure, but the stains to be given up or relinquished on the path of meditation have not been done so, and so it is impure. And so in this stage then of, or stages, of the Bodhisattva, the Buddha nature remains completely unchanging. And so this the manner of how it remains unchanging will be discussed.
Tela manjuryan jovar nansur. Cheva soja manjuryan jovar nansur tembane. Chenche nadang gawa le turva. De rangin chiki ni to te. Che son pong dan trayan te ju lo den rola ningi che ser ten che sa va son de.
So this then speaks about the manner of appearance, and the root text reads as follows. Then, free from birth, aging, sickness, and death, they have realized the true nature just as it is. On account of this, the wise have awakened compassion for beings, and even though free from the miseries of birth and so on, they demonstrate these. So the meaning of this then is that the bodhisattvas then have realized, directly realized the nature of their minds, and doing so then they have become free from death. That they have become free from birth, sickness, and death, and aging. But then due to their compassion for beings, that they demonstrate birth, aging, sickness, and death, then to beings. The bodhisattvas have realized the ultimate, that they have realized the nature of their mind. And then again, in doing so, that they themselves do not undergo birth, sickness, aging, and death. But in order then to reverse then the wrong conceptions of beings towards things such as permanence and so forth, that they show or they demonstrate these. They do not, however, undergo these birth and so forth out of or due to the mental afflictions, but they show them or demonstrate them out of compassion for beings, in order to tame beings, to train them.
Ta dunga jin jurwa me btsor ne dunga je jurwa me tsor ne pa pen cha da na wa dang ga bi dunga te ni pa le da ni mo wang ge ti te la te mi se te mi hi sa ba song de
So then the fact that the nature does not remain, is not changed through suffering or by suffering. The verse reads as follows. The sufferings of aging, sickness, and death, these the deeply realized have radically removed. They are without them because their birth is not brought about by karma and the defiled.
Tenem papa sanje samba nanlan jeva dan nava dan gab dunga yo mare ti jumse kar sana jeva nava gab dunga te le da nyom bo wang so mare papa sanje samba nanla tene le da nyom ba ranse ba me ba sana tene jeva nava ge ba ranse ba yo mare.
So, Chepa di Shiva.
Cheva, Cheva. Cheva, Cheva.
So then the bodhisattvas do not go through sufferings while demonstrating this death, this aging, sickness, and death. That they do not experience suffering, they do not go through suffering. The reason is because then suffering is due to then karma and the mental afflictions. But since they are completely without then karmic actions or the disturbing emotions or mental afflictions, then they do not go through the sufferings of death, old age, or death, aging, and sickness that are produced by these.
Ningile Jorvar Nazorne Ningile Jorvar Nazor Ningile Jorvar Nazorne Chigin Yandan Tonga Sejizo Namlin Dejurjan Ningi Dani Jiwatan Chatangadan Navar Donkisavas.
So the next verse speaks about the manner of the appearance of compassion and reads as follows. Since they have seen the truth just as it is, their compassionate nature shows birth, aging, sickness, and death, even though they have transcended birth and so forth.
Juvien dirhi nyingbo nguyen sumdun tongwa re. Nguyen sumdun tongwe na jega nanji jeso namlinde jo se se jewa jewa la soba namlinde par jor jega namji dunga mena yang nyingji wange teni jewa ta nawa ta jewa tenpar he sumar.
Ninje Wangde Sena.
Ninji Wangge, Ninji
Top. Ninje Wangge.
Ninji Wangge, Ninji Top. Ninji Ninji Wangge, Chewatan, Chewatan, Nawagawa, Gawat, Sinjinji Tong, the Tambar.
So the superior bodhisattvas then have realized the expanse of phenomena. And then doing so that they have passed beyond birth, aging, sickness, and death. However, again, that they demonstrate or they show these due to or because of their compassionate nature.
Papa
Jurva Mepa Yiniya Nangsol.
Jurva Mepa Tan Jurva Nansur Hesonga. Dehi Nibungul and Jurva Yomare. In a Ningi Wangan Jurva Tanjur Tesoje Hedo.
So, then what is being said here, furthermore, is that in this stage, the Buddha nature, the basic nature of the mind, the essence of that is remaining unchanged, but due to compassion, there is a seeming change. It's speaking about the manner of the appearance of the change. The way that this is then presented is first, it's presented from the first bodhisattva ground, the qualities which have been developed on that first bodhisattva ground. Then the second one is the qualities which have been attained through the qualities of the act of entering into supreme activity, and that deals with the seventh bodhisattva ground up to the seventh.
Tene sabje sumba de ser mudo batope yendi. Ser mudo bate sa jeba pare.
And then the next section deals with attaining. Nandi kare ser mudo pasena.
Ser mudo ba. Tikpa chimbo le ser mudo ba. Ser mudo ba ser mudo ba. Tene ma mulong pare.
So it deals with then attaining the state of a non-returner, and deals with the eighth bodhisattva ground.
Jeva tamar tamar jorpe yendi. Jeva tamar pa sipa tamar se. Tene tene sangye nore sa jopa pare.
So the jepa dangupa.
De jepa re. Gopa dana sukagal matin pare.
So then the fourth section is dealing with the last bodhisattva level, the tenth. And then it's called reaching the end of birth.
Tene tuni drupa chepar. Tuni drupa sejita sa chepa vate randon de yendon kande se drupare te tembare.
And then finally it speaks about the different teachings, the particular teachings, the different teachings then of Rangtong and Shentong.
Rangdon
and Shendon.
Yeah.
Then it speaks about the different presentations of working for the benefit of self and the benefit of others.
Oh, yeah. Dong nam namje jeva laso ta dane thong kan yin te ne do
Parbujur toba gang, Sibujur to donde. Then he sent and drove a year. Ninja tap the ninja joke is our song, the kanga.
So then verses read as follows. Those by ignorance blinded see the sons of the victors, the ones who have realized this changeless true nature as having birth and so on. This is indeed wonderful. Those who have those who have reached the domain of realization appear within the childlike being's field of experience. Therefore, the skills and compassion of these friends for beings are truly excellent.
Jega, Jewa, Gawa, Navan, Cheva, Ransimba, Yomare, Yina Yang, Simjin, Jetondo, Dene, Jewa, Tartumba, Nava, Tartumba, Geba, and Cheva, Tartumba, De, Monsar, Me, Do Soma, Zeba, Monsar, Chimbores.
Windpo. So then, the meaning of this verse is that it's dealing with the first bodhisattva ground. And at the first bodhisattva ground, then, on entering that ground, the meaning of that is one has directly realized then the expanse of phenomena, one has directly realized the true basic nature, the nature of the mind. And in doing so, then, one no longer holds on to oneself, then, birth, aging, sickness, and death. But, again, that is still shown for the benefit of beings, or to beings. And then that is seen to be something very wonderful. So what it is that is wonderful is that upon reaching the first bodhisattva ground, then there is no longer the causes, that is, there is no longer the karma and the mental afflictions there to give rise to birth, aging, sickness, and death. But out of compassion for the purpose of benefiting beings, then this is shown, these are shown, or like birth is shown as a similitude of birth, aging, sickness, and death is shown out of compassion to benefit beings, and then this is very wonderful.
Sanju Sampa Timpa Pachuyur Chunyingo Sum to Tope Chega Namche Le Trovare Papa Ranga Chuyur to Chega Namche Le Trovare Sipa Sosu Chiwa Namche Chuyur to Tene Chega Namche Yopa Ta Tumba Te Ninji Wanga Sumares Ti Sena Tanda Tene Ninji Te
Ninji
Dong. Papa Sanju Sampa Namje devar ki pi ning bo ngo son to to de che ga nan ji le to va re pa pe pa pen ze ba de pa pen ze ba de pa pe chu yo pa pa rang chu yo de che ga nan ji le to va yin na ya si pa so su che wo to ni ma to be sin ji nam ji to do che ga nan ji ta ton ba de ning ji wang ge su we se na ning ji de chuo du jo ba re
Then the second part of this verse, or this is verse 70 on page 42, then the meaning here is again, it talks about the field of experience or the domain of realization here of the superiors. And that means that upon realizing the true nature of the mind, of the basic nature, then that their field of experience, their domain of activity, then is beyond birth, death, aging, and sickness. But even that being the case, again, due to compassion that they appear within or they show within the field of experience of ordinary beings, of childlike beings, of those who do not have the direct realization of emptiness. They show birth, death, and so forth again. And so this verse is functioning like a praise to compassion.
Then pardon dawa trape oman jopale ningi chembola chopar jopa ningi chembola san savare. Te Sanje da Sanju Samba Yenda la Sa Mantava Ninja la Santavare Ninja la Santavate Ninja de Tambo Yang Karchimbore Pardo Yang Karchimbore Tambo Tikinja Lan and Jupa Laya Ninja Mena Tikpatimbo Lan Shok Togomare Sanju Jisimti Togomare Pardo Sanju Sembechuba Jet the Simjinja Tons Epocaps Yang Ninja Mena Sanju Sembechuba Jet Togomare Pardo Yang Karchimbore Tar San Jebukabs Ninja Meba Yina, the Ni Yindon Dogomare. This and a Toma, Pardon Tama Songala, Karcheva Senna, the Ninja La Santa was the Barra. Tetan Songbandi Kalso Yang, the Ninja and Chosu Varisunga.
So Rinpoche relates then this particular verse to the text, the commentary on the fundamental treaties of the Middle Way. By Chandrakirti, and there in that text he begins with a offering to, paying homage to, bowing down to great compassion. He doesn't then start off with bowing down to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. He starts off by bowing down to great compassion. The reason is because of the extreme importance of great compassion on the middle way path. It is needed in the beginning of the path, the middle of the path, and then it is needed at the end also. It is needed in the beginning because without compassion, one will not be able to give rise to the mind of enlightenment. And if one doesn't give rise to the mind of enlightenment, then one will not really truly enter into the Mahayana path. And then it is needed in the middle because while on the path, one needs to accomplish the deeds of the Bodhisattva. And in order to accomplish the deeds of the Bodhisattva, in order to practice them, that is, one needs compassion. And then finally, at the level of a Buddha, great compassion is also needed because it's needed for working for the benefit of others. So it is needed in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. And so this speaks about compassion, and then Rinpoche relates it to this text by Chandrakirti.
Ta sache ni ba chöban chölu chöpu yön den den ba ne. Chöban chölu chöpa sa ni ba ne dönbe parje sanju, papa sanju senpe yön den den ba ne.
So then speaking about from the second path to the seventh, it speaks about the qualities of entering into or engaging in the supreme activity, supreme activity. This is then dealing with from the seventh bodhisattva ground up to and including the seventh.
Tenen jikten thamche len dejan jikten le myo. Jikten thon thon jikten nan jikten teme magu cho. Chetar pema chunan to chiba chui kubam. Tejin denen jikten to chijan jikten chumu gushi sabasong. Sachi.
So, even though they have transcended everything worldly, the world they do not leave. They act within the world, for the world, but unblemished by worldly impurity. A lotus born of water, by water is unblemished. Similarly, even though they are born in the world, by worldly things, they are unblemished. So the first part of this then speaks about that from the second bodhisattva level, bodhisattva ground onward, then they have realized the ultimate truth, the ultimate nature of the mind. They are beyond then all worldly phenomena, but they still remain in the world due to their compassion. And although they remain in the world due to their compassion, they are not at all blemished or stained or harmed in any way by the faults and stains and obscurations of the world. The second part of what Rinpoche read then is the example.
Chunang do chi, tambo chunang do chi, padu chunang do nena yang, tene chote chon da teme magupa te yendo, tene joban chola nebe sat nibane dumba padja sanju sambate, jikin pe nyom mumba so jeteme magupa, tene simji jito sikre.
So the example then explains how they remain, the bodhisattvas remain in the world and are yet unblemished by the world. And the example then is that of the lotus flower, which is born in water and grows in water and blossoms then finally out of the water. And the flower is unstained or unblemished by the dirt and defilements of the water. And so in the same way that the bodhisattvas remain in the world for the benefit of others, but they are themselves then not affected by the mental afflictions of the world. So the foe destroyers who are without remainder, the foe destroyers of the hearers and self-realizers, then since they have are completely without any remainders of at all of the five aggregates, then they enter into the expanse of mean without remainder of the five aggregates, the then state which is beyond all sorrow of nirvana, and then they do not at all remain in circular existence. However, the bodhisattvas, due to their activity, then for the benefit of sentient beings, are not like this. So the next part then speaks about the qualities of the not returning, and this then refers to the eighth bodhisattva ground. And the verse reads as follows. In order to accomplish their task, their brilliant intelligence is like a fire blazing without cease. Blazing without cease. They always rest evenly immersed in meditative stability upon peace. So the bodhisattva of the eighth ground then has a great deal of power because they have accomplished and made firm being able to work for the benefit of others while at the same time remaining in the equipoise of meditative stabilization, then it is like then a fire which is burning on dry wood and so then is burning very fiercely and very strongly. And then due to them being able then to combine these two things together of working for the benefit of beings while remaining in meditative, in the equipoise of meditative stabilization, then this is like, the energy is like a great fire burning. For example, a bodhisattva on the eighth ground then is able to practice generosity and to practice that then to give very vast amounts of materials then to poor people, to those who are impoverished, but at the same time this bodhisattva remains in a meditative stabilization. So the next part then are the qualities of attaining to the end of birth, as it's called, and it then speaks about the bodhisattva of the tenth ground.
So
So, due to then previous impetus, then he pempakarare and put it. B cups of pempakarare. In the English text, then it reads, "Due to previous impetus." The impetus here refers to previous wishing prayers and so forth. So, due to previous impetus and their being free from thought, no effort need be made to bring beings to maturity.
Sanju sambal sag sa choba vate sag ngu sag gopa minche ne tene semche je tong dopa monlam tang nyingje tenpo gombe tob ji tob tang nam to tamche yon su pangwa ser na
So, the meaning of this is then the Bodhisattva who is on the tenth ground, then due to having accomplished, or due to then the having accomplished the fruit of all of the different meditations on compassion and the previous wishing prayers that has been made from the ninth ground on down, then, and plus the fact of having completely relinquished all discursive thinking, then is able to effortlessly benefit sentient beings or benefit others.
Sachopalene
So if one wanted to put this then into a syllogism, that it would go like this. Bodhisattvas then who are abiding on the tenth ground, then they are able to work for the benefit of others completely effortlessly, and this is because of two reasons. First, due to the spontaneity then which occurs to from previously making wishing prayers and so forth, and secondly, due to the fact that they have completely pacified all discursiveness. The meaning of this then very briefly is at this level bodhisattvas do not have to make any effort whatsoever to benefit beings. The next verse then reads as follows. They know precisely the ways and means to train anyone, and whichever teaching, physical form, mode of conduct, or action which would be appropriate.
Tasun. Mm-hmm. Tintan sejete tetar
So, the meaning here is that although the bodhisattva on the 10th ground then works effortlessly, accomplishes or works for the benefit of others effortlessly, then he needs to do so in terms of the different thoughts and dispositions of the individual beings. So, first of all, that the bodhisattva teaches to beings in terms of or in accordance with their different thoughts and dispositions. Secondly, that the bodhisattva appears to beings in the form that is due to whatever state that they have are in due to their fortune. For example, will appear as a god in the god realms, as a human in the human realms, as an animal in the animal realms. Thirdly, then, in terms of the activity of the bodhisattva, that he has a great deal of power in that activity. For example, in practicing generosity, then is able to a great deal of power in that practice. And then, fourthly, that whatever action or activity is needed to benefit beings, whatever method is needed to benefit beings, the bodhisattva acts in that manner. The next verse reads, like this, those of unhindered intelligence excellently engage themselves in benefiting beings as limitless as the sky, continually and spontaneously.
Namkan thale je.
The meaning here then is where it begins by saying like this, then that means for the benefit of beings and without any effort whatsoever, as has been previously explained. Then the bodhisattva then continually, spontaneously, uninterruptedly, then acts for the benefit of sentient beings, and who are then as vast as the sky or as limitless as the sky. Wherever the sky goes, then that there are beings there. So, the bodhisattva dwelling on the 10th ground, then for beings pervading the sky, then effortlessly and continuously, again, effortlessly and continuously, spontaneously, then with whatever method is necessary, works for their benefit. So the next is the teaching on the accomplishment of the two purposes or two benefits, that is, the benefit of self and the benefit of others.
Sancho Simba Chondana Jitop Tivin King Namda Simchi Yanda Drova Lanjitina Nyabani.
The way in which these bodhisattvas act in the worlds to help beings during the post-meditation phase is the same as the Tathagata's way of truly liberating beings. So what is taught here then is that the bodhisattva dwelling or abiding on the 10th ground, that bodhisattva's way or manner of benefiting sentient beings while in the post-meditative stage is comparable to the activity of the one thus gone, the activity of the Buddha.
Jumsen karre sena simjin je don se pa lam bezor me pa bezor me pa lun ju tro pa tene tham na so go ne si tene simjin je don se se pa sena sanje tan ra wo.
The reason why that activity to benefit beings is said to be comparable to the Buddha's is because that the bodhisattva abiding on the tenth ground acts then effortlessly, spontaneously, and by means of various methods. So although the activity has been said to be like a Buddha's, here it is said that the Bodhisattva is not like a Buddha. Although this is true, the differences between these Bodhisattvas and the Buddhas are like those between the earth and an atom, or between an ox's hoof print and the ocean.
Jitop de yendo se betola sanje dan sona yang pando gongone tan tsongo mare se tan dan de sarbo do ga
pando
pamba da tope yendo se tola sanje dan sona yang rando pando pamba pando ge yen tin chebri chin de chembo yor karra sana sanje ji yen tin de sa chembo tan tene sabju sanje samba de dutin ta wa tan sanje ji yen tin de jansu chembo ta wa tan sabju sanju sembe yen tin te balang ki mi ji kang bi ji 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 chö che chong chembo yor ba de nang yin ji che ba yor.
So even though it has been said that the activity for working for the benefit of others is comparable to that of a Buddha, that the for the point of view of the purpose of self, then it is not, because the Buddha then has the perfect realization and the perfect relinquishment. That being the case, then the qualities of the Buddha as opposed to the qualities of the Bodhisattva are said to be as different as an atom and the earth, or the water in the ocean and the water in an ox's footprint. So then this is briefly the teachings explaining that the Buddha nature, then the Buddha nature is unchanging, remains unchanging, is constantly unchanging within the impure and pure phase of the Bodhisattva.
Ta jorwa mechor tela mada pakap sun jorwa mechor mada la ta pakap sun jorwa mechor hind nanda pakap sun jorwa mechor som yerwa tani sabare.
So
there is sang hind nanda pakap sun jorwa mechor tiki.
So there are three phases in which the Buddha nature remains unchanging: the impure state phase, that is, of ordinary beings; the pure and impure phase, that is, of the bodhisattvas; and the extremely pure phase, which is that of the Buddhas. And that last third stage, then, Rinpoche will explain tomorrow morning. So, whatever questions there are, then Rinpoche will answer for a half hour.
Oh, yeah. Time is. Oh, yeah. Got it.
This is a very concept of compassion. And I guess the first one is what is meant by compassion, and the second one is how can we generate loving kindness and compassion as ordinary beings when we're taught to renounce attachment for others?
You think there's contradiction?
Yes. Well, in my understanding, if I'm thinking of that we're supposed to develop a detachment from others, from desire, and amongst, I include in that love, the concept of love. So it seems that we're being taught to develop compassion and yet to renounce love for other beings, or at least as ordinary beings, the concept of what love means.
Okay. Dampo Triwanyi, Triwa Dampo Dini Ninjaki Dun Karare. Nipa Dini Natsu Soso Chevo Gi Kapso Dini Kandis Jampada Ninja Natsu Gi Jula Chegres. Yini Amoran Samgidu the Galawa Chi Kure.
Garwa.
Galawa Kariyena Natsu the
Gawa then Garwa.
Garwa.
Oh yeah.
Kariyena. Nasu the Niyang Shenchak Pangogres. Then he Ninja Kandis Shenchak Pangres Dang Yang Ninja Dang Sampada Ninja Ranjula Chegres.
Pambo Samba Ninja Kandis Chegre. Samba Ninja Tenda Kare.
Samba Ninja Mari. Ninja.
Ninja Ton Kare. Niba Ninja Shenchak Kandis Pangre.
Mari.
Anna.
Dini Trigi Tempa di Dini Shenchak Pango Gres. Shenchak Pang Guna Dini Yang Ninja Dang Sampa Kandis Chegres.
Shenchak Pama Ta Ninja Gomba Garba Re.
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 Re. Re.
Oh yeah. Tamba Ninja Mo.
Re.
Oh yeah. Ninji ngobo te dok ngarbe semchin tamje le mek te semchin tamje dunga le dunga tang dunga je jo tamje le trana sambe sem te ningire.
So first, the essence of compassion then is having sentient beings as the object, or focusing on sentient beings, then the thought or the wish that all sentient beings be free from suffering and free from the causes of suffering.
Tene ninje gombe tsote lojon tende ma dan tene tarji samba de ninje levote sola danga ya pore te na yin gongo.
In terms of how to give rise to compassion, loving kindness and compassion, that clear instructions are given in the text, The Seven Points of Mind Training by Atisha, and the chapters on loving kindness and compassion in Gampopa's Jewel Ornament of Liberation.
Mata pe chepar to sepa, sepa ningi. Tungba niji chepar to sepa ningi somyore.
So there are chepar sepa sen?
Chepar sepa sejite. Tambo mata pa kanga masamba dong harve simjin. Dong harve simjin make the simjin damje donga letter and the jamaro, some gombate. เซมเจนซัมเลเมปินเจเรวะมะตะเปเจปัตเตเสปะเตเซมเจนนังเกเจเกเจกินจิกเปรังจิเกเจเกเจกินจุรเปรังจิดายังมะตะปะญิยังมะตะปะทัมเจมะตะปะยินะยังตากปะริเชนเปวังกิดาละเดนปะริเชนคอนโรจิญิละเดนปะริเชนเขียนจาเจเปเซมเจนนังญิงเจเตทัมเจดงาตะทรานะซัมนะโกมนา
Tanda
Sumbati, Then it don't have not so new with Simjin and Ningje. Te Tamche, then it they made you don't talk the don't have the jarna, Sambininje, don't need you cheer by the same as ever Ningje. They Ningje so you ever said no, then it tambo Simjin San make the Ningje come. Then it metabe cheer by the same Ningje come, then it don't need you cheer by the same Ningje gomna, then it a hincha young marriage. Pena Tangbo Telekin Jandro Yere, Nipa Matape, Cheba to send a gom mundu, Tanzin, Takpari Himba don't over it.
Then Takpari
Himba, Tanzin Dogre, Ninja Tinji, Tanzin Dogre. Sumba Tony, the Cheba to send a gom mundu tene, Denbari Himba Tang, then a Namdo Tamje Dogre.
Tony, Tongi. Chepersepe Ninje, then he di Tunglam, Munsum Gutopa.
Chepers in it. Ninjin Tiny, but the Tiny Tony G. Cheper the Sepe, Ninji Cheper Chain, then Tonam Yugrava. Jinden, but the Tony Gomba Caps Yungre. Sausage Caps. Your Lange Caps.
So then, finally, there. Is no contradiction between giving rise to compassion and attachment for the following reason, that compassion then can be split into or divided into three types of compassion. It is the compassion that focuses only on sentient beings. It is compassion then which is functioning under an understanding of impermanence, and then it is the compassion which is functioning then due to an understanding and a direct realization of emptiness. So the first compassion, that of focusing only on sentient beings, then this is taking beings then to be truly existent, and realizing that they are undergoing suffering and feeling compassion for their suffering, wishing then that they would be free from suffering and free from the causes of suffering. Secondly, the compassion that is functioning under an understanding of impermanence then, one sees that the nature of beings is impermanent, that from instant to instant, the being is changing. From instant to instant, the being is being destroyed. And that, in fact, all phenomena is changing and being destroyed instant to instant. Not knowing that, however, then sentient beings cling to permanence, and due to that, then they suffer through their interactions with enemies, friends, and so forth. Seeing all of this, then compassion arises. Then third kind of compassion is that which is functioning through an understanding of emptiness. And here, this compassion can function on the level of the path of juncture, or the path of union, as it's sometimes called, that is, before emptiness is truly directly realized, and it also functions then when emptiness has been directly realized. In this type of compassion, then one sees that the essence, the basic nature, then of all phenomena is empty. One understands that things do not have any things nor beings have any true inherent existence, and that, yeah. And then one sees then, that's on the ultimate level. On the conventional level, one sees that things are like a magical illusion or a dream. But due to not knowing that, due to not understanding that, due to clinging to things as having true inherent existence, beings suffer. But even though then one oneself knows that that is not the case, that things do not have true inherent existence, compassion still arises for those beings who are under the sway of that delusion. So, particularly then, superior bodhisattvas, that is those then who have directly had the realization of emptiness, then they realize that the essence of compassion itself is the inseparability of radiant clarity and emptiness.
Oh yeah, that yeah, Quran. Chiran, chiran.
Rinpoche, just clarify a little confusion here. In my reading, it's understanding that Tolko is at the eighth ground, and it's only at the eighth ground, Bodhisattva level, that he's able to have control over rebirth. He's able to control his next rebirth. And then the Bodhisattva on the first ground is able to manifest in 100 forms. And that could Rinpoche clarify these kind of descriptions of bodhisattvas and their manifestations and their control in terms of their next rebirth?
Koran samgidu, deni korangi sanlo, deni rinpoche surunandi, dempare, dempamare. Koran samgidu, the tulkutso, deni konso sa jeba la lebson. Deni sa jeba, janju sempa sa jeba lebna, deni rangi chewa wang yure. Di dangpo, di chikre. Then in Nipa,
Tukuso Sajepale.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Then he, Tuku Yurna, then he, Sajepale Lepson. Then in Dampo, Nipa, then he, Janju Sempa Sadampo Lebna, or then he, Tuku, Jatamba, Tugogere.
Ah,
Trul Yure.
Tugere.
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 Dini, Rinpoche, Dini Kola, Sola.
But the Trulpa la Sajepa. Kuran Sajepa is on the survey.
Then he Tuku Yuna. Tuku.
Tuku Yina.
Tuku Yina. Sajepa Lebson.
Lebson
Samgidu. Sajepa Lebna. Then he Rangichewa Wang Yure.
Oh, yeah. The Tosin Samare. Trulpa la Tuku la Sanjeje Tuku. Papa Sanju Sembaturko, Tene Sanju Semba Cholam, Tanjul, Jolampe, Trupa, Sum Yungre.
Jolam.
Cho Jorpa.
Soklam and Jolam.
Cholam Jolam. Sukusum Yure, Tene Sanje, La Trupa Sanje, Majapan Time, Meba Te Meba, Ebere. Tene Papa Sanju Semba Yena, Satambo, La Trupa Ja. Satambu in a round of a turbaja, two chill turbaja tortoise,
Rinpoche says then it's not exactly like that. There are three kinds of tulkus. Then there are the tulkus of the Buddha, or emanations of the Buddha. There are then the emanations of the bodhisattvas, and then there are the tulkus of those practitioners who are still on the path of accumulation and the path of juncture. That means that they have not yet had a direct realization into emptiness. So the Buddha then can manifest or can emanate then uncountable, limitless numbers of emanations, unimaginable numbers of emanations. The superior bodhisattvas then, from on the first ground, they can, it's said that they can manifest or emanate 100 emanations. And then these increase more and more from ground to ground until Buddhahood is reached.
That's the most important part.
Wait.
Do they know where those manifestations? That's what I meant to ask.
Do they know?
Yeah.
You mean, are they aware they're doing it?
Yeah, where are they doing those manifestations?
Okay, I'll ask that after. And then the third type of emanation then is that of those who are still on the path of accumulation or juncture, and then that seems to be just one, or not even an emanation, but from birth to birth, one after the other. Then Pena Sanjay Dan Janju Sempa Dan Soklampa Dan Jurlampa Konso Deni Hagogere Shegere Di Tulpa Yure
Suke Kuranzu
Re Pena Sanjay So Dan Janju Sempa So Pakpa Janju Sempa So Konso Gi Konso Tulpa Truya Shege Duge Chengi Duge
Kuranzu Ke
Re Pakpa Sampa Gi
Pakpa tso
gi konso shegere di trupa yure trupa ja tampa la sopa
naranga trupa yese
re
on the first ground
that's sadampo
ore
sadampo la
naranga trupa
yeah konso shege di
ra trugi ke hige do hige yesare trugi ke hige yesare trupa ke hige yomege
re la
Trupa ye yerava. Pena satambo vaka trupa jatamba trondu. Truja trupa satambo baranga. Sam yin the trura hakogre. In a trupa taken around trupa in Bahakogo yota me hakogme. Tente me.
Rere.
Rere. Mene.
So, Rinpoche says that the base of the emanation, the foundation of the emanation, in other words, the emanating source, okay? The emanating source knows. Whether the emanations, the various emanations know or don't know, he doesn't know.
Who is the emanating?
Well, it would be the Buddha, if we're talking about a Buddha emanation, it'd be the Bodhisattva if one is talking about a Bodhisattva emanation. That would be the emanating source. He knows.
He would know.
Yeah.
He would send out an emanation, 100,000, he would know, all of them.
That's what Rinpoche says, yes.
Wouldn't it come just from spontaneous, the conditions out there or something? Wouldn't it just send them out?
Samgidu di Lunjigi Drupa Judan Chen Ralepa. Lunji drupe judan chen ralepa. Yeah, they spontaneously depend on causes and conditions.
Oh yeah, then it yeah. Yeah, see.
So,
see, you see. Oh yeah, that.
Can women attain?
Jimmy Sanjigris.
Re.
Re. Jimmy Jitin drama that Chugo Yom Chemo that tended Mambo Yore. Jimmy Sanjay Tati Chugo Yom Chemo.
Pumo, Pumo Sanjay Top Tugrebe.
Tugre. Tugre. Pomo Sanjay Chuku Yom Chemo, Jitin Drama to Pomo Sanjay.
Yes, women can attain enlightenment, for example, like Tara and Yang Chemo.
Yom Chemo.
Yom Chemo.
Chuku Yom Chemo. La Sopa.
And so forth, etc.
Karara Sena, Dene Semje Nelok Dehi Nyambo La. Pota moi cheba yo mare, lo gemba da yembe cheba yo mare, tene nepa da nepa mayemba tunduji cheba yo mare, dehi nipu ngovole cheba mevare.
Nepa?
Nepa, kakhe nepa yore, kakhe nepa mayemba yore, te zuku cheba re mato, dehi nipu le cheba yo mare. Tise nate, kanga kasimjin, kanga kasanjeji kumbandu tukre.
All sentient beings then can attain Buddhahood because in the nature of the mind, in the clear light nature of the mind, then there's no differentiation between men and women, between old and young, between healthy and ill, that it's beyond all of these kinds of differentiations. That there's not the slightest difference in the nature of the mind, therefore all beings can attain enlightenment. However, without faith, wisdom, and diligence, one can't attain enlightenment. If one has faith, diligence, and wisdom, then one can attain enlightenment, then all can attain it. For example, then, of Rinpoche's, of Milarepa's disciples, among his disciples, then Rechungpa, and there were four sisters, and of those four sisters, three of them then attained the rainbow body. So then that shows that in terms of attaining the rainbow body, there is not the slightest difference between men and women.
Yeah, that's okay.
Last week you mentioned that in Shentong, Shentong was the Rantong.
Rantong Yendong
was the view of the second Dhammacharya. Was it Majjhimika?
Rantong.
Majjhimika, the two branches of Majjhimika was Shentong Rantong.
Rantong Yendong, Yendong Rantong.
I was wondering if the schools that teach, that take, hold the lineages of Shentong, Rangtong, teach third wheel teachings, because you mentioned that this text was a Shentong text. And in Rinpoche's book, I think you mentioned that Shentong text was mentioned in Shentong literature, I think, and in third wheel in Vajrayana and third wheel sutras. And I was wondering how the other sect, or I guess it would be Shentong, the Prasantikas and Satantrikas, do viewed third wheel teaching, if they believe in them at all. And I heard there was debate about whether
Rāntōng shēn tōng kōla. Dēni Rāntōng dēn shēn tōng nīka dē ʻumala, ʻuma yore.
ʻuma rāntōng.
Dēni ʻuma rāntōng ba, dēni ʻuma rāntōng dē kōlu nīpa la yore.
Nīpa gōntōng.
Dēni shēn tōng la dē kōlu sūmpa.
Sūmpa gōntōng.
Gōntōng re. Deni shentong ki kapla deni dir rangishung yore. Da rangtong yang rangishung yore. Deni ju kashi rangtong pa yore. Taujor pa rangtong yore. Deni konso deni shentong ki chur dan shentong ki shung la sopa. Tawa kandis yore, kandis lagre.
Rangtong
pa, ya rangtong lo gi, shentong la kandis ngere.
Rangtong pa ki kintong lai.
Re.
Rangtong ki kepa mambu kintong la ngwe ma gapa jabare.
So before, previously, then there were many rangtong scholars who refuted the Shentong.
Dene Yentong lo la Rantong te Tsobo Tusam Jitawa. Yentong Gitawa te Tsobo Gomdong Jitawa le Yogalo. Jang Gondo Rumbuchi Hizan Zole Jang. Jangu Lo Juntai Hizan Zole Jang Tendo Sondo. Garba Mare Rantong te Tusam Jitawa re. Yendong de zuo gongdong ji dawa le song du. Di se nang garwa ma re.
Re yin yang koran git fi wa deni rangtong pa kare song re.
Rangtong pe e.
Re. Di ko la rangtong pa kare se re.
Rangtong pe yendong la tanda dekhi nyingbo yendong jok sor. Jonang pe de torpo sanje je yendong jok sor te metek pa tanda wo le se kakwa ja wa re.
Metek pa.
Re.
Torpo pa.
Re.
Chonanga.
Kartit tindri kam yuna metek daadan tsongpan jorsi. Metek daadan tsongpan tarwa tangpare.
So, first of all, the holders of the Shentong, that they assert that the Rangtong tradition is basically a tradition of listening to the teachings and reflecting on them, while the Shentong position then basically comes from out of meditation. Then this is stated in the Ocean of Knowledge, then by Lurul Tai, the first control Rinpoche. And he says, so therefore there is no contradiction between the two. The Rangtongpas, on the other hand, the ones who assert the Rangtong position, that they say that the basic Buddha nature, then, which is asserted in the by the Shentongpas, that it is basically the view of the Tirthakas or forders in terms of being an ultimate self. That the view then is basically the same, the view of the Shentongpas, of the Jornangpas, and of Torpopa.
Are. Are. Te tsubu sacha penta taka tangpo kapa jabare, te nangin kapa jangin mangpo chongare.
Sakshibandi te
koran
rangtongpa.
Re, tangpo kapa jabare.
So the first.
Te nangin tene kapa jangin mangpo chongare.
So the first one then who refuted in this manner then was the great Sakya Pandita. And then after him, the Shentongpas were refuted by other scholars in the same manner. However, in the Shentong approach themselves, that they say that no, this is not the same as the self-asserted by the forders, and then they explain very clearly why this is not so. So the Shen Tongpa say that first one needs to understand the Rangtong view and approach, and then based on that, one needs to meditate. To understand and meditate according to the view of the non-self of the individual, and in doing so, then this refutes the self asserted by the forders or the Hindu traditions, and then based on that, then one needs to know the view and to understand very clearly the Rangtong approach, and then based on that, one needs to have the view and practice then the meditations of the Shen Tong, and in so doing, so following this way, that there will not be any fault or mistake of an eye which is then similar to that of the forders or the outside traditions.
Do
you have a question?
I don't know if he wants to hear my question.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Then it's under Yarva, Sancho.
I'll stand tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Good.